Joining us now from his home in Virginia is Gary Anderson. He's a retired U.S. Marine colonel and a consultant to the Department of Defense. Good morning, Colonel Anderson.
Good morning, Leanne.
First, were you surprised by the news this morning?
Well, I was gratified to hear it. You know, I think that there's been an expectation that we would eventually capture him. I think on an interview a couple of months ago, I said whatever hole he was finding in, we'd find him. I didn't really think he'd be in a hole, but that's gratifying news.
What effect do you think his capture is going to have, first of all, on the U.S. military there in Iraq?
Well, I think it's going to be a morale builder for them. The challenge of having this one individual running around, no matter how really influential he was in the resistance, had to be somewhat troubling to them. So I think capturing him brings a sense of closure. And I think they realize that they still have a long road to hoe. And to paraphrase Winston Churchill, this may not be the beginning of the end, but it's certainly the end of the beginning.
How much effort was actually put into finding and looking for Saddam Hussein?
I think there was a tremendous amount of effort, but I don't think it was the focus of effort. I think the American military has a good handle on the fact they have about five disparate types of groups that are resisting them. Some of whom are not Hussein loyalists, and I think the majority of the funding for the most effective resistance is coming from the Ba'athist holdovers. So I think essentially this has got to be a hard blow for the Ba'athist loyalist.
How will security be affected? I mean, this is something that you actually helped to put together in the country.
Yeah, I think right now it makes it a little bit easier for us to start to hand over control of the day-to-day operations to the police and the constabulary, the Iraqi Civil Defense Corps. And I really think that that's the key to a successful transition to Iraqi rule and Iraqi forces eventually being able to take over the security effort and get the American forces eventually back into a more reaction force mode where they're not quite as highly visible. And then eventually to allow us to have a smaller presence in the country.
In the short run, though, do you think there will be a flare-up in insurgent activity?
Oh, I suspect there will. There's a strong element of revenge in Arabic society and in that part of the world in general. Now, I'll be honest with you, I think it's a lot less the fact that he's actually been captured than killed. If he'd been killed, he would have been something of a martyr. Those pictures of him being examined by U.S. forces and shaved and so forth have got to have a sobering effect on his loyalists.
What do you make of the fact that he was able to stay on the run for so long?
That's not particularly surprising. I mean, this is his country. He's got a strong tribal base, especially around the Tikrit area. He's got a lot of money. And I think the Ba'athists still have quite a bit of money that he wasn't in direct control of. So I'm not necessarily surprised. I'm gratified that we were able to hunt him down. But I always said that I didn't think that should be the focus of effort of the campaign. We learned that in Somalia. I don't think in Somalia we ever would have known what we would have done had we captured Idaid or how much that had actually affect things, but I think it is a very symbolic thing.
Gary Anderson is a retired U.S. Marine colonel and a consultant to the Department of Defense. Thank you so much, Colonel Anderson.
Thanks, Leanne.